We're going to go to Colossians chapter 3. Our theme scripture, as Pastor Gardner shared with us this morning, Psalms 121. And our theme is verses 1 and 2, but he broke down Psalms 121 with us. Amen?
Amen.
So, because we are holding on, because we are looking up. One of the words he shared with us was degrees this morning. And that means your elevation. So now that we have been elevated from this morning, now we're going to have a little doctrine correction as we have been elevated in Christ. Amen?
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Now, we're going to start with verse 1. I won't be before you long. There's a few things that I need to share with you, because when you have an open mind, your heart is open. So, as Paul so eloquently stated with us, starting with verse 1, it says, "If ye then be risen in Christ, seek those things that which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God." So, ye, which is you, all of us, have been risen, which means now that we are raised with Christ, we have to seek those things that are above. What are those things that are above? Everything that keeping our mind, our sights on Christ. When it says, I would look to the hills, I would look my eyes, I would lift my eyes to the hills. Well, if you be risen with Christ, you're going to keep your mind on things that are above. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. As Pastor stated with us this morning, and as I shared with you last week, Christ is the door in Revelation 3. Christ is the door. He's standing and knocking at your heart. So he wants to come in and sup with you. Everything that he's endured, he's made a way for all of you to endure, all of us to endure as well. Amen?
Amen.
And we are overcomers. Amen?
Amen.
So just as he overcame and sat at the right hand of God, so are we to be overcomers and sit at the right hand of him. Amen?
Amen.
Which is Christ Jesus in us. Amen?
Yeah, amen.
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 Now, verse 2 says, set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. Set your affection. Well, what they're saying here, what Paul is telling us, to set your mind. It's a mindset. So now that we have renewed our minds, we have to set our mind on things that are above.
All right.
Remember I shared with you some time ago, I said if you keep your relationship, your vertical relationship with Christ lined up, this is our vertical relationship. Everything else horizontal is going to fall into place.
Right.
Yeah, right.
So you got to keep your vertical relationship in order. That is your mind. Your mindset. Our mindset is to be on Christ. It says, whence comes my help? My help cometh from the Lord. Amen.
Amen?
Amen? So by us renewing our mind and setting our mind on the things above, we will not, and it says not to set your...
These new glasses.
It says not on things on the earth. Now, earlier this morning, Pastor said, well, what's the earth? When he's talking about the earth, we are talking about the land which we possess. Everything that there is a distinction between heaven and earth.
Right.
So this is the land that we possess. And guess what else it represents? Your old nature.
Right.
The Adamic nature. Earth. That's where we are. The Adamic nature.
Right.
That's who we are in this land, in this earth, the Adamic nature. Amen?
Amen.
So if we change our minds, when it says set your affection, it says set your mind on things above, you won't have the time to be bothered with all this stuff on earth that's going on. Amen?
Amen.
We don't have time. If we're keeping our minds stayed on Christ, we ain't got time for all this other mess
that's right.
That's going on in the world today.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Because you know our author is not about mess, right? He is not the author of confusion.
Right.
So, don't get it twisted. We cannot be sitting up here talking about we are followers of Christ and we got our hands in everybody's pocket. Busybodies. We don't have time for that. That's what Paul is saying now. Now that you're risen with Christ, you have to set your mind on Christ.
Right.
You can't, like I said last week, don't be straddling the fence. You have a purpose here. Remember your purpose. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. Now, going to verse 3. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Now, dead being you died. And we're talking about Paul tells us that we die daily. We're dying of that old nature. You are dead in that old nature. Now that you are with Christ, you're dead in the old nature. You have been risen. So, because you are risen with Christ, in Christ, you are no longer subjected to your flesh anymore. Stop it. Stop living in sin. Stop saying the devil made me do it. Stop it. Be responsible and be accountable.
All right, now.
Whatever happens in your life, be it good, be it bad, be it right, be it wrong, be responsible and accountable. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. That's what he wants. That's what he respects of us, as mature Christians. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. So, and then it says, and your life, oh my goodness, this life here that Paul is talking about, this life here is that Zoe life, the resurrection life, the eternal life. If you are in Christ today, you have this right now. You don't have to wait till you die to get it. You got it right now, right here on this earth. Amen? That's the Zoe life that he's talking about living, because you have renewed your mind. You're keeping your mind on the things above. You're keeping this vertical relationship in order. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So because you have this Zoe life, because it is resurrection, which means we have risen from the dead, eternal life, that means we're going to have it today, and we're going to have it thereafter. It's all manifesting.
Yeah.
This is the life that you want to manifest in now. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And because we are with him, we're going to endure. Amen? Amen. So, because he says, your life is hid with Christ in God. That means that it's been laid up. Your life is in store now. You are waiting. Your life has already been laid up for you. You are hidden in Christ. It's coming.
Yeah.
But you have to do something. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Now, what do you have to do? I have to lift up my eyes to the hills from which cometh my help, because I know my help comes from the Lord. That means I have to stay, keep my mind set on Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Open mind, open heart. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. Okay, moving along. Verse 4 says, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Well, when we're talking about Christ appearing, we're talking about his second coming.
All right.
Okay? That's what Paul is talking about. So, because if you're doing all these things right now, so when he comes back, his second coming, when he comes back in his glory, guess what? We're going to be in glory with him. Why? Because we are mining the same principles as Christ. We are doing the same thing that he did when he walked this earth. Amen?
Amen.
This is what he has us to do. That's our purpose. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. And when he returns, there will be nothing but praise and worship and honoring. That's pretty much all we're going to do. You know, as Pastor said this morning, he says, someone told him that they were going to heaven and they was going to have houses for everybody in the family, all down the block. And one thing is funny to me is I hear a lot of people say, you know, when I leave, when they see their loved one again, we're going to be married again when we get in heaven, and we're going to have these kids and stuff. There's none of that going on. None of that in the natural will be going on in the spiritual. Y'all just need to understand that. Anybody start talking to y'all about the stuff that's going to be in the afterlife, that's going on in the natural life, is not going to happen. Stop it right then and there. Tell them, don't waste your time, don't waste my time, because I know that's not going to happen in the afterlife. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We can't be sitting up here talking about, I love you, Pastor, and I'm so glad he gave me this life with you here on this earth. I am astounded by it. I thank him every day for it. But I know I have enough understanding of this word right here. I have enough understanding to know that in the afterlife, we're going to be brothers and sisters in Christ.
Amen.
That's who we are going to be. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
That's how it's going down.
Yep.
Let's not get it twisted. Amen?
Right.
Amen. Oh. So, and that is what Paul is talking about here. Did I lose my page? I sure did. That's what Paul is talking about. He said, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then we should appear, then ye also appear with him in glory.
Yeah.
So when we are in glory in the afterlife, what are we going to do? The same thing that he created us to do from the very beginning, to praise and to worship and to honor.
Right.
That was our purpose, and that's going to be our purpose later on when Christ comes back.
Yes.
Boy, what a time we're going to have in the Lord. Yay! Amen, amen. Okay, so now that we know what we need to do with our mind, we have to stay lined up, we have to stay focused, stay on Christ, keep our vertical relationship together. Don't worry about the horizontal, because God got that. Stop worrying. If you're going to pray, don't worry. If you're going to worry, stop praying.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you're losing the power.
Okay.
Yeah.
The power is lost when we pray and we're specific with supplication without being anxious for anything, Philippians 4:6. When we're doing that, and then we're going to turn back around and start worrying about what we prayed about, we're taking away the power.
Lord.
Yeah.
Who has all power. Amen.
Amen.
Oh my goodness, we cannot do both. Stop. Cut it out. Let's get that together. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You're going to worry? Don't pray. You're going to pray? Don't worry. Because our God is awesome.
Yeah.
He is awesome.
Yeah.
Is he not?
Yeah.
Is he not?
Yeah.
Did he bring you out from a dark place?
Yeah.
He brought me out.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And I was praying for some deliverance too on some things. And he delivered me from that too. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So stop taking the power away by worrying. Amen.
Yeah.
Now that we are lined up, let me tell you what else you have to do, because you got to be responsible. Because now you're accountable. Let's go to verse 9. 9, 10, and 11. It says, lie not to one another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. Now that we are a new creature, we have to stop lying like we that old creature. Stop. We need to sit up there and but see, it's not that we lie to one another, we lie to ourselves.
Yeah. Come on, preacher.
We have to stop lying to ourselves. He still loves me. He's not going to hurt me. She's going to stop what she's saying. She's not going to be so malicious. That tongue is something else.
Yeah.
It will speak life and death. Me preferably, I like to speak life.
Amen.
Anybody around me, I'd like for them to speak life as well.
Right.
Don't come around here speaking that negativity stuff to me.
Right.
And then too, when he says stop lying to one another, now that you're a new creature, be truthful. I know sometimes the truth doesn't hurt. I mean, doesn't feel good. Sometimes it hurts. But at the end of the day, when you lay down, you before you go to sleep, Lord, did I do everything you asked me to do today? Was I truthful about where I am in you?
All right. Amen.
Did I do that? Did I share? Did I witness? Did I pray for somebody? Did I recognize? Did I help somebody out? Did I give somebody that tough love that they needed? Did I do exactly what you had me to do today? And if you sit up there and say, well, yeah, I did the best I could, that's a lie. Stop lying to yourself and don't lie to no one else. My mother, she's left-handed as well. And I call her Quick Draw McGraw. Because my mother was so fast with that hand. Woo! I mean, I sat up there one time and I had to learn to tell her a lot. I told my mother that I was not in that cookie jar. She had laid down to take a nap. And she was dealing with my little brother. And I eased over in the kitchen. I was 7 years old. I'll never forget. I eased in the kitchen. That's why I don't steal. Eased in the kitchen. And so gingerly lifted up the cookie jar top. Y'all remember the porcelain cookie jars that you used to have? So I so gently picked up that porcelain top. Got down there and got that Chip-Ahoy chocolate chip cookie. And it was, I think I had three because I ate one on the way back to the living room. So I put it back down, and soon as it got down, you heard that. So then I'm like, so I paused, right? Because I might have to put them back in there. But she didn't say nothing. So I'm like, okay, I'm thinking I'm good. So I'm walking with my three cookies, eating one. She said she got what she waited took that good to I get ready to pass her door. And she laying there. She said, Tina? I said, huh? She said, was you in that cookie jar? Mm-mm. I'm rushing to get to the living room. So then what I did was I took the two cookies I had left and I set them on the edge of the table. And they was brown. Our table was brown and the cookies was brown, so you couldn't really tell. So I sat them on the edge that was closest to the window. So if she came in and peeked out the hallway, she really wouldn't see the cookies. And before I know it, she was up in the dining room. And she said, I thought you said you didn't take any cookies. And I was standing there, and I gave her that look. You know that look you give her when you know you're wrong? That stupid look. And before I knew it, bah, bah! Quick Draw McGraw, I tell you. So, and then from that point on, she told me, don't lie to me. When you lie to me, you tell me I'm too stupid to know the difference between the truth and the lie.
Man.
Yeah.
So, I have instilled that in my children, have I not, Markeisha? It worked for me, it's working real good for them too. And now Markeisha is passing that down to her children, or is that not? See, you know, sometimes that old school stuff works. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So going back. So, we're not going to lie to one another. Don't lie to yourself. Amen? Amen. So, verse 10 says, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created you. So you took off the old self. Now you have the new self on, and you are renewed in the. Now we are going to knowledge. In the Greek is epignosis. Epignosis means now that you are a new creature, you want further information.
Yeah, yeah.
Give it to me. Give some more to me.
Yeah.
Give some more to me. I want greater truth. Now I am into the word. I want a little bit more because now you're becoming mature. So now we're looking for more knowledge in here, in this word. And it's in the word that we're getting that knowledge, ascertaining the knowledge by the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We are grasping onto that word. And then verse 11, and this is why I like verse 11. It says, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all, which means there's no schisms. There is no spiritual racism going on in Christ because we are one body.
Right.
We are one Christ. Amen?
Right.
Amen. He don't look at Baptist. He don't look at Catholic. He don't look at apostolic. He don't look at black. He don't look at white, he don't look at Korean, he don't look at anything. What he looks at is your heart.
Right.
Amen.
And you have to have a new mind, a renewed mind, to ascertain this knowledge now.
Right.
Open heart, open mind. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. We are almost done. Now, let's jump down to verse 15. Verse 15 is lined up with verses 1 through 4. And it says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. So, if we have our mind and our vertical relationship stayed on Christ, guess what? We're going to have that peace that surpasses all understanding. When you are keeping your mind stayed on Christ, you don't have time for anything else. It's not chaotic. Your mind is not chaos.
Right.
Because you're thinking of the things of Christ. Like it says, whatever is so truthful, whatever is so noble, whatever is so trustworthy, whatever is so admonishable, what those things are, we keep that mindset on Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And we won't have all that chaos going on, cluttering ourselves. And it says, be ye thankful. When you get up every day, you should have a spirit of gratitude and a spirit of thankfulness for another day, because somebody did not make it. Amen?
Amen.
Everything else is extra. Everything else is extra. So when we start moving in Christ, we have to move in that spirit. We move in a spirit of thankfulness. Because if it was not for him, we wouldn't be here. As a matter of fact, if it wasn't for him, where would we be? Remember? Remember when? Amen. That old nature?
Amen.
Yeah, I remember when. And then the last thing, and I'm not going to say the whole, but it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. And that just goes back to John 1 and 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen? And the Word was made flesh. Going over to 1:14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Is that not Christ Jesus? Amen. And we beheld his glory, the glory, as the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen? That's where we are. Open mind. Open heart. If we are looking to the hill, and then we know that our help is coming from Christ, your mind is open to the things of Christ. So that means, while you are on this journey of faith, any and everything that you're going through, Nothing is going to take you, keep you from the love of Christ, because that's what you have to exemplify to everyone that you come encounter with, the love of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So whoever comes to see us, comes to you, and in your face, what do you say? Well, you exemplify the love of Christ. Amen? Amen. What is our ultimate destination? Our ultimate destination is to be seated on the right hand of Christ, just like Christ was sitting on the right hand of God. And as Pastor so eloquently put that to us this morning, if you seated on the right hand, you really seated in Him.
Amen?
Amen. Remember, He's the door. He is the gatekeeper.
Amen.
That's the only way you can get to the Father. It's through Christ.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So all the power that we have, and as Pastor said earlier today, we got to hold on to the promise. To the promise of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And when you look up, so holding on. What you holding on to? You holding on to that promise that God has given you. He said He would never leave you nor forsake you. Isn't that what He said? He said, seek Him first in the kingdom of His righteousness, and He will do what? He gonna add all things unto you. Right? He said that through all things, through Him, you can do. Amen?
Amen.
And looking up, when you looking up, you're holding on to the promise. But also, when you're looking up, you have no time for all the weighted things of your distractions. Your life. Those weighted distractions. Some things, sometimes we have to have that in order for us to come back. Amen? Some people see them as distractions. And then some people see them as wake-up calls. Amen? But more importantly than anything, we have to keep looking up. See, a lot of times people go through stuff and they get down and they feel as though that the Lord, because you left, that the Lord, now mind you, let me tell you about this relationship here, because that's what it is, the relationship with Christ.
Amen.
A lot of times we leave Christ. We go on and do our thing. And He's still there. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Right.
He don't leave.
Right.
We leave. For whatever reason. But guess what? The best thing about it is, He is standing at the door of your heart and says that He will come in and sup with you. Meaning, come on back home. Come on back home. That is the relationship that you have with Christ. Come on back home. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with this. There is a saying. It was a movie. One of our favorite movies. We watched this movie every Sunday probably for about 15 years. It was called The Five Heartbeats.
Lord have mercy.
Every Sunday after church in the evening after we ate and everything, we'd go to my mom's house and first thing my dad wanted to do was pull out that Five Heartbeats.
Yeah.
Then it got to Markeisha pulling out the Five Heartbeats. But there's one thing that stuck in there. It's one thing, and I say it jokingly with people, but I really do mean that. And we can take that and we can put it into our lives, because this is what Christ does for us. There's one part in there, you guys remember, they just got the record deal and they was playing the Shy Boy, and JT was supposed to been hooking up, got the other brother's name, but anyway, Robert Townsend, and he went talking to this girl, and next thing you know, they're getting up leaving together. And he was like, what's going on? And he was like, I tricked you and walked away. Next thing you know, the husband come out, and he had drinks in his hands, and he threw them down on the table. He said, every night I got to fight to prove my love. That's the mindset that we need to have.
Yeah.
Because every day that we wake up, we have to fight to prove our love for Christ. Because everything that comes into your way is trying to tear you down, trying to keep you from the love of Christ. Amen?
Amen?
So every day you wake up, you say, every day I got to fight to prove my love. Yes, you do. Because it is hard out here. Every single day it's hard. And people don't want you to be in a mindset of peace.
All right. Right.
People don't want you to be happy with just where you are.
Yeah.
People don't want that for you. So get in the every day I got to fight, because it is a fight. You don't let nobody steal your joy because they didn't give it to you. If they didn't give it to you, they can't take it away from you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Somebody coming in there trying to tell you, you ain't this, you ain't that, you not worth this, you not worth that. But guess what, baby? Let me tell you. You are beautifully and wonderfully made in His image. So can't nobody tell you that you are anything other than a child of God. You are His creation. So you go in the mirror and say, I am beautifully and wonderfully made today. Thank you, Lord. And then you turn around and say, I got to fight every day to prove my love. Yes, because sometimes you got to fight yourself, because that old nature will get up there and try to tell you that you're not worth the goodness of the Lord. And yes, you are worth the goodness of the Lord. Amen. God is so awesome.
Yes,
he is so awesome. I'm so glad He loved me. I'm so glad that He gave His Son to die on the cross for me. I'm so glad that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ woke up with all, got up with all power in His hand, making intercessories for me in my life. Because when I was in my muck, in my mess, and I thought that I was not worthy, He sat me down. And He told me, remember when I called you? Remember when? And I'm like, yeah, I remember when. He said, well, get up and stop feeling sorry for yourself about what you now have, about what now where you not in your life, about what you could have had, what you should have had, what you messed up over. Stop it. Get up and get moving. And do my will. And I will never leave you nor forsake you. Remember the great commission? Go out there to all nations. That means it's not just about you. It's not just about me. It's about all of us doing this together. Amen. Encouraging one another. Praying for one another. Uplifting each other. That is what we are to do. That's why we have to keep our eyes lifted up. That's why we have an open mind and we'll have an open heart. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. Everybody on your feet.
Because you are the author and the finisher of our faith.
that this journey that we are on. So we're going to keep trusting in you, Lord, as we go from day to day, as we go from month to month, as we go from week to week and year to year. Lord, we are going to trust in you. Thank you, because there is nothing that we have done and will ever do that would take the love that you have for us. We appreciate your love, Lord. Continue to have the power to dwell in us, Father. As we go forth, Heavenly Father, use us to show those individuals just how we just keep holding on and looking up to you, Heavenly Father. As we leave this place, but never from your mercy or your grace, Heavenly Father, keep a hedge of protection around all of us. Everything that we have left, Heavenly Father, let it be in order as we return. We love you. We give you all the honor, glory, and praise. Thank you for being our friend. Thank you for being our father. Thank you for being just who you are. And if you don't do anything else for us, Heavenly Father, we will still praise your holy name. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, we pray. And guess what, Lord? Thank you, because we know by your stripes, we are here. And by your blood, we have been made whole. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. So it's church anniversary time, and this is the last offering of praise that we were going to have. Our final worship experience is that we're going to be able to give. The assessment was $30.